Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you big book study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Thursday, June 9th, 2022. And today we are reading from the big book and we're in Bill's story on page 9. We're going to read the first four paragraphs, beginning with the door opened and he stood there, and ends with today's readers are the 12 steps, Linda B., the 12 traditions, Carla C. Reading the text today, Sherry Z., Robin P., Stephanie L., all there to be supportive of each other. Newcomer greeter today is Mary B., so listen for her. And at the end of the meeting, we're going to have Eileen M. for announcements. So stay to the top of the hour, please. The share ID number for yesterday's Thursday meeting, June 8th, 19050, 19050. And for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, Big Book Study Meeting, share ID number, June 9th, Thursday, 19052, 19052. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Linda B. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning, and thank you, Melanie. Good morning, my OA fellows. My name is Linda B. I'm from Ontario, Canada, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And thank you for this opportunity to be of service. And with that, I will pass.
Thank you very much, Linda B. from Canada. I will now ask Carla C. to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning, everyone. This is Carla C. from California, and I am a grateful compulsive overeater. And these are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group consciousness. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks for letting me serve. This is Carla in California.
Thank you very much, Carla C. in California. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature that we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Single list of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And please be aware that that is the star 1 key function only for muting. Thank you very, very much. And today we resume our study of the Big Book today on Thursday. You'll find us on page 9 in Bill's story, unpacking the first 4 paragraphs. And it begins with, "The door opened and he stood there," and ends with, "I've got religion." And I'd like to ask Sherry Z to please read those 4 paragraphs, please, and unpack them for us in her experience. And then we'll open it up to the rest of the folks to be able to comment. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Melanie. Good morning, visionaries. Thank you, Team Thursday, and especially Melanie. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Southern California, Sherry Z. The door opened, and he stood there, fresh-skinned and glowing. There was something about his eyes. He was inexplicably different. What had happened? I pushed a drink across the table. He refused it. Disappointed but curious, I wonder what had gotten into this fellow. He wasn't himself. "Come, what's all this about?" I queried. He looked straight at me, simply but smiling. He said, "I've got religion." So there's so much in these 4 paragraphs. But what hit me the most was that people in recovery had something that I so desperately wanted. 31 years ago, when I walked into my first OA meeting, I saw a glimpse of it. But it wasn't until a little over 2 years ago, I guess a year and a half, that I noticed my sponsor, who had been in the rooms for so long, was talking differently and looking different. And she had a peace about her. And I called her up. And unlike Abby, she didn't come to me. I called her up. She told me what was required. And I said, "Thank you so much." And I hung up. And it took me a year later, almost to the day. And I said to her, I want what you have. And it wasn't at that point that the food had taken me to the depths of despair. I had been in the depths. What had taken me to despair was the insanity. It was the mental twist. I had become someone that the glowing skin was gone, the eyes were dull, and she was inexplicably different. And being in these rooms, being a visionary, which I love calling it that, it's not given me religion. I had religion. What it's given me is the ability to turn my will and my life over to the care of God. Even this morning, there's a part of me that's like, what should I say? How should I say it? And I took a deep breath and said, God, let me be a vehicle for your words. I put my hands together and said, God, your will, whatever you want me to talk about, not what I need to talk about. And I had to do that in every area of my life. And I couldn't get recovered. I got tastes of recovery along the way, but I couldn't get recovery until every single aspect of my life, even the reading, everything. I literally said, God, you're in charge. Let me be a vehicle. And I often think about that God gave me this body as a rental, and I'm here to make the world a little better and to be of service. And it took me 31 years. So anybody that's out there that's saying, like, I can't do it, you know, I don't wish anyone 31 years. But it gave me the ability to really be a vehicle of service. That does not mean that the first thing I didn't do today was say, what do I need to say about these readings? But it did give me the pause to say, God, what do you need me to say? So thank you so much. I'm so grateful.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Sherry, for opening up the meeting this morning by reading those paragraphs. Okay, the floor is now open for additional comments on those paragraphs. You're going to find us on page 9 of Bill's story, the first four paragraphs. The door opened, and he stood there and ends with, I've got religion. I'll take your first name, the first initial of your last name, and your state, and we'll get us lined up this morning.
Barbara B.
Yeah? Did I hear Ross G?
Barbara B.
Oh,
Roberta B.
Let me see. Barbara B. That's who I saw, heard. Let me get that one first. Then I heard Roberta.
Kathleen O.
Joanne P.
That sounds good. We have Barbara
Reggie
B, Roberta B. Gotcha, Reggie. Kathleen O, Joanne P, and Reggie O. Good lineup of five there. So the first 3 minutes are for Barbara B. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm Barbara B from Connecticut. I'm a recovered compulsive eater, and I would like to share about it, that paragraph, because when I was looking for God before the way, I was like, you know, I look at God in all the religions you can imagine, and I was like, where are you, God? Where are you? And I was so in searching, you know, like I need to find God. And I realized it's not about religion. It's about inside of you. You gotta. It doesn't matter if you go to church or any place that it's a spiritual one, but if you don't have your relationship with God, you're not gonna have that awakening. You know, that bright. So I was looking everywhere, and then finally I said, you know, it's about my relation with God. So I start to go to do that, to pray every day and to bend down my knees and just to, you know, to give to God every day my life and before away. And then I start that phase, you know, because I used to drink and, you know, sometimes even smoke. And I didn't want to do that anymore. I was in another phase in my life, and all my friends could see that. So when I read that, it reminds me how I got into that relationship. But I didn't know about OA in terms like too, that I had this problem. I was like, I eat a lot. I don't know why. I go to food because I'm weak. And when I've been in OA for 1.5 years, and now I've been having all together the program and the relationship with God, because it's an action program. And I've been feeling, you know, the food's not calling. I've been having so much peace around it, even in my life, to accept people, places, situations. So, and I hope I will be able to help someone out there, you know, when I finish my steps. So thank you so much for your service. Thank everybody to be here. And I pass.
Thank you very much, Barbara. The next up is actually Roberta B., followed by Kathleen.
Good morning, everybody. Roberta B. from California. And it's great to be here today. I don't share very often, but this paragraph really stuck out to me in particular. I got religion. I just had to chuckle when I heard that, because I've heard that over and over and over again in the years I've been in the program of recovery. And it just made me chuckle and smile. My heart smiled, because it's so much deeper than I got religion when I came to the rooms. I felt I had religion, but I knew I needed God, a spiritual awakening. And that's exactly what the big book has done for me. I've been in visions for since January now. And I worked the steps, and every single day I felt God. I felt God in my life, and I so needed that. And He just grew bigger and bigger and bigger. And I really don't want to lose that ever again. I want to encourage people that are struggling to remember that God is everything. That also is in the big book. He thinks God is either everything or he's nothing. And to me, he's everything. And when I hear people struggling, when I'm struggling, I'll put it back to me. When I'm struggling, I just say to myself, God, you are everything. And it calms my heart down. And I got religion in a big way. But to me, that means I got God. And I have a personal relationship with him today. And he's bigger than anything I could ever imagine. And he shows up in so many different ways, whether they're big miracles or little miracles. But every day I see a miracle in my life. And that's what this program is all about, to bring us miracles and to see him and live for him. And I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful to be here this morning, and I'm grateful that my recovery is strong today and getting stronger, and it's only a beginning. But I'm grateful God is everything to me today. So thanks for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Roberta B. Roberta B. from California. Kathleen O. from California, you're up next for 3, and then Joanne will follow you.
Good morning, Melanie. Thank you. This is Kathleen O., recovered in Northern California. Very grateful to be on the line with all of you. So Ebby shows up sober, fresh-skinned, and glowing, and Bill wonders what happened to his friend who was always drunk like him. And I had an eating buddy, and we were both very overweight, did a lot of binging together for many years. And after college, I hadn't seen her for several years. And when I did see her, I was 70 pounds lighter and in a normal-sized body. And, you know, I had found this practical program of action. And she asked me what I had done. And many people who saw me go from fat to thin asked me the same question. You know, I never said to them, I never replied, I found religion. Although for Ebby, finding religion, I think, was his step 2. But what I do tell people is I stopped eating flour and sugar. And 99% of the people would reply, oh, I could never do that. You know, people who were overweight would say that. So I would just smile and, you know, I get it. But every now and then someone would ask more questions, and what I would do was direct them to the, you know, to 12-step recovery, because when I inquired from someone I knew who had lost 80 pounds, how she lost the weight, she told me about a meeting on a Thursday night, and I was desperate. So I said, where's the meeting? I didn't even know what it was about. But you know, that's where I found a power. I found that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. I was desperate, and I was willing to go to any lengths. My first 12-step meeting, I saw a whole room of people in normal-sized bodies. And they just looked so, they were glowing and they looked peaceful, and that really offered me help. I wanted what they had. The pain of living with my binge foods was much greater than living without them. So I just jumped in and followed the directions. And, you know, if someone isn't ready, there's nothing I can do or say. And if they are ready and can follow this simple program of action, they'll get results. Not only did I lose weight, the weight that I struggled with for so many decades, literally, but I found the peace and serenity I didn't think was possible. So the steps took away my obsession to addictively overeat, and it gave me the freedom from the torment of the thought of taking that first bite. You know, humbly offering myself to God as I understood God was the best decision I ever made. So if you're desperate and ready, there is a solution. The program and the fellowship support us, and the steps will change us and bring about recovery. And I pass. Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you very much, Kathleen O. from California. Joanne P., you're up next, followed by Reggie. Joanne, are you still with us?
Sorry.
Well, let's move on then. Oh, there you are. Is that you?
Joanne's here. I'm here. I was muted. Sorry.
Hmm.
Can you hear me?
I can. Loud and clear.
Okay,
jump
great.
Right in.
Hi, I'm Joanne P. from Pennsylvania. A grateful, compulsive overeater whose door was opened. It'll be 2 years at the end of August that the door was opened for me to OA, and I am just so grateful to be here. I saw a friend that I hadn't seen for well over a year, and I saw the transformation, and she told me about OA. I never even heard of OA. Never thought I was a food addict. Just thought I didn't have any willpower, and I am just so, so grateful to be in this program, to work the 12 steps and to have a wonderful sponsor. Actually, I've had two wonderful sponsors. I'm on my second wonderful sponsor, and who have guided me to follow the directions, right? And I'm so thankful that I'm willing, and I'm so thankful for the presence of God in my life. At this point, I am on step 7 after relapsing in March, and grateful for my abstinence so far, and down on my knees every day in gratitude. And yeah, just want you to know this program does work. It's just a gift to all of us and a miracle. So thank you for allowing me to share, and thank you so much for your presence and your shares. That's all I have.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Joanne P. Sorry for jumping on your toes there. And before Reggie starts sharing for her 3 minutes, I wanted to let folks know that we are in Bill's story today, unpacking the first 4 paragraphs on page 9. And they go like this. The door opened and he stood there, and ends with, I've got religion. 4 short lines, paragraphs there for us to be able to study. And right now it's 3 minutes for Reggie O. Good morning.
Good morning, Melanie. Thanks so much for your service. My name is Reggie O. Gratefully recovered today in Texas. And you know, that first paragraph, there's all that the description of someone's transformation through their eyes or their face always strikes me. And I'm, you know, there was something about his eyes. He was fresh skinned and glowing. And that might have been the first time Bill ever saw Ebby in that, you know, in that condition. And it reminds me back in the doctor's opinion, you know, the trembling, despairing, nervous wreck. The doctor saw him, and he was, a year later, he didn't recognize him. He was so different, you know. And but it reminded me of the very early in my OA program. And it was back in Boston. And it was in a Boston University meeting. I'll never forget it. It was very, very large meeting, and people shared in front of the room. So people were just right out there, a lot of recovery. And at the break, I was in a group with of some women who were just talking and sharing. And there was this one woman in the group
who shared, and I was absolutely struck. I don't even know if I had a concept of authenticity or inauthenticity at that time, but this woman was the most authentic, real person I felt like I had ever had a conversation with in my life, and I've never forgotten that, you know. And going with that, and then I've got religion, and you know, I think we all know in here that the big book's not about a religion, but it's about it's about finding a power greater than ourselves that can restore us to sanity. I mean, that's the whole purpose of the steps. And when we do find that power greater, that put down the food and find that power greater than ourselves, it's and let that power be the power in our lives, we do transform. I've experienced that. I've given it up. You know, it's there's no trade in. There's nothing of any value, you know, greater value than that. So it was about religion. I think the first six steps, I can't remember exactly where they are, but it does bring into fact, you know, finding a relation, dependence and guidance from a higher power. And then there were five other steps. But this man was very different, and he brought the whole concept of higher power of our own understanding into the program with Bill as he was, you know, as he was with him, I think, in the hospital. And that was what Bill couldn't get through, was this concept of a God personal to him. And Abby said, find one that is, you know, your own personal God. And that's what transformed Bill and eventually got him cooking and on the road. So it's not about religion. It's about power. And I'll pass with that.
Thank you, Reggio from Texas. Thanks for your share. The lines are open now for folks to comment. On page 9, you'll find us at paragraph 1 through paragraph 4. The door opened and he stood there and ends with, I've got religion. We're unpacking those four paragraphs this morning. If you'd like to comment on those with your experience, I'd like to take a lineup of folks' first name, first initial of the last name, and state.
Roz G.
And
Robin P.
Aaliyah A.
Gail K.
Aaliyah A.
Gail, did you say K? Okay.
Diane N.
You get Robin P.
Diane N. Okay. And then Robin. Okay, let's see how time goes. We'll get these all in, I'll bet you. Okay, let's go with this list. Roz G and B, Aaliyah A, I believe it is. Gail K, Diane N, and Robin P. Good morning, Roz.
Good morning, Melanie and everybody. My name's Roz G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Palmdale, California, and I'm on summer vacation. Thank you, God. Okay, I just wanted to comment about my Ebby. I have started Overeaters Anonymous in 2002. That was when I first went into my meeting, to a meeting, and I had been in for several years, and I don't really know if I was truly abstinent or not, but I do know that I was attending meetings and sharing and, you know, talking a lot about the problems in my life. I really didn't know what my problem was until I was attending a meeting in Santa Clarita, California, on Saturday morning, 9 o'clock meeting. And a woman, it was a speaker meeting. Every Saturday we had a 15-minute speaker, and we shared. And this one woman came in with a big book in her hand and in her lap. And she was thin. Of course, you know, I always was looking at people's body size, which today I look into people's eyes and hearts more than their size, but I did. And I looked at her size, but I also noticed her demeanor was calm. She had a beautiful glow about her. And she sat and spoke with a beautiful authority with the big book in her lap. And she was flipping to pages and referring to them, and talking about how the big book was her her means of recovery, and that she was a part of these big book meetings. And, you know, when I was in meetings, the big book sat on the literature table and wasn't opened. And so I was very interested in her, and I got the names of these meetings. They were big book studies, and I got my first big book sponsor contacted me, and she's in a part of this group. And we went through the big book She was, that lady who shared in that meeting was my Ebby, a fresh-skinned woman, a woman who glowed, who showed a demeanor of calm. And although, you know, I've relapsed a couple of times since then, I have the road to recovery. I have a fabulous life today, and I use the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous that showed me what my problem was, and it took me a while to get the depth of the doctor's opinion. That is the keystone for me, is the depth, is this how serious I take the fact that I have an allergic reaction to some foods, and then I have a mental obsession after that, and that thesis statement is to find a power that will help me solve my problem. And the big book showed me how to find the power to help me solve my problem, and it enhanced my relationship with my religion and with God. So thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Raj G. from California. Next up is Ann B., followed by Aaliyah.
Hi, this is Ann B. I'm a compulsive overeater. I have never liked that word recovered, but I have been abstinent for 17 years. And I am currently in northern New Hampshire. This concept of entire psychic change, which is first mentioned by Dr. Silkworth when he talks about someone who was so changed that he couldn't be recognized. And I think it's very important. My parrot's making noise in the background. A very important concept and program. And, you know, I had, you know, for myself, I don't know that I'm always super aware of how I have changed, but other people do comment on it. And I always remember this conversation I had with a woman in my religious group, and after I got abstinent, and I said, you know, one thing that I find puzzling is, okay, I've lost weight, I'm thinner, and everybody's telling me I look fantastic, but I'm only about 10 pounds less than I was in college, and now about 15. And nobody told me I looked fantastic when I was in college. And then I was younger, and I didn't have wrinkles. I didn't have gray hair. Why did nobody tell me I looked fantastic when I was in college? And she said, well, you used to always be looking down. And now you look up and smile at us. And so we can see that you're beautiful. And we couldn't see it before. And I said that's program, of course, she couldn't have understand that. But, of course, it does say after step five, you know, that we should be able to look the whole world in the eye. And I think that was very true, because for me, this idea that I'm no more and no less than anyone else. I'm a member of the human race. Yes, I have foibles, but I'm human and I'm loved by God, and I can look people in the eye, and first of all, I can trust them enough that somehow they're not going to kill me because I look them in the eye, and second, I don't have to feel insecure, and I don't have to feel, I used to think everybody was kind of out to get me, you know, and that's a very self-centered perspective, as if everybody were out to get me, when that makes me seem important when I'm not that important. But a number of people in program, too, like my first sponsor, has said she thinks I'm one of the great miracles in program. And it's not because I've lost weight. It's because of the change in my personality. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Ann B. from New York. Aaliyah A., you're up next, and then Gail will follow you.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. You just come in swinging.
Yes, thank you. So my name is Aaliyah A., and I live in Montreal, Canada. So my Abby was a childhood friend of mine, and she started an OA group in Dubai. And so when I saw her, you know, she had lost so much weight, and I was used to her. Like, she was by far, you know, the biggest girl in our school all the time, and she was a dear friend of mine. And I was so, you know, in awe of what I saw. So I said, wow, she inspired me a lot. And I was shocked when I saw her, and I wanted what she has. And so she started this workshop. And then, you know, I kept telling myself, if she can do it, then I can do it, you know. And that's how it started. So she did this workshop, this OA workshop. And all I wanted was to lose weight, in fact. That's all I wanted. I had no idea of the spiritual side of the program. In fact, she didn't really do the 12-step program, but she talked about spirituality, and I asked her, what does it mean to be spiritual? And she said, just read the readings that I'm giving you, you know, and be patient with yourself, and you'll understand what it is. So, I, you know, that was in 2016 in a workshop in a hotel. But this program gave me so much more, you know, than the losing the weight. You know, it gave me really God, and to deal with everyday fears and everyday resentments. And it's just a miracle to be in this program because, you know, I do every day, I make an effort to seek God and to rely on God. And it takes me, I need to be reminded, you know, because I always have self-reliance. And now I'm learning to give my fears to God and to let go and to let God and really wait for guidance and ask for direction from my higher power to solve my problems. And this design of living and all the OA fellows that help me on a daily basis, I'm so grateful, you know, for this program and for all of you. And thank you for your service. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Aliyah. A. Next up, Gail K., followed by Diane. Diane M. Gail K. Okay, we're going to move on then to Diane N.
Okay,
if we can do that smoothly. Oh, we're going to do it this way. Okay, we'll go back. Hi,
okay.
Gail.
I'm sorry. This is Gail K., a compulsive overeater in Southern California. And I am 85 days of sober eating, and I'm working beginning step 10 with a recovered sponsor. And I just wanted to share for a minute about the higher power. For me, I have been around the rooms a bit, and I would often go out running after my understanding of God. I would get in the program and hear all the different ways that God would intersect in the steps and that we were seeking that. And I didn't hear it or I forgot, but the step says we will have a spiritual experience as the result of these steps. And I kept looking for an understanding, a spiritual understanding. So I was constantly trying to read about God and apply that. And I tried to ask other people, you know, what's your experience? What's your experience? Tell me about your experience. And I realized today that sponsors and people that are recovering, they're all these bright lights, signposts pointing the way. But the bottom line is, it's important that I have my own experience. So when I do a step or when I work with my sponsor or I learn something, I get to pause today and say, what is that to me? What is my experience? I had an experience when I was face down in the food of realizing that I was indeed powerless over being able to stop eating compulsively, binging, restricting. And I noticed when I reached out for help and I was willing to take the help, whatever it was, I got relief. That was my experience. I noticed when my sponsor gives me good guidance and I take that guidance, I notice things are working better in my life. I notice when I pick up the phone, to talk to a fellow, when I hang up that phone I feel better. I have a new insight. The power, and I just, my point is, I'm noticing that there is a power that's working in my life. I don't know exactly what it is. I can't explain it. The great religions point to it, but I am adding. I've heard people say you're making your string of pearls. I'm adding each experience in the program and in the recovery as my experience. That's the spiritual experience that's promised. And I just pray that I will continue to be humble enough to follow the steps and experience the glorious recovery this program has to offer. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Gail K. from California. Next up, Diane N. from Georgia. And then that'll, and we might have time for one more, so get ready for that. You know we're on page 9, the first four paragraphs in Bill's story of the big book, so check that over. Hey, good morning, Diane.
Good morning. I'm Diane N., and I'm a recovered, not cured, compulsive overeater. I'm out walking, so I hope you can hear me okay. But I am so grateful for this opportunity to share and for this reading. Oh, my goodness, I love it. And so grateful because I'm reminded of my Abby, how that person, when I came in, it would be 42 years. I was just thinking about it in September. And when I came in, it was new to our area. So the person wasn't even in recovery, but she was so patient with me. And so maybe she was, I don't know. You know, we've never had that discussion. All I know is I never did see her at meetings, but she took her time and told me about this new meeting she had been going to. And she may have been traveling in different circles. She wasn't my sponsor, but I am so grateful to her because I didn't come in right away. I kept waiting, trying to do things my way, kept eating. But when I came in, I knew that I was home because they said, welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, welcome home. I knew I was home. I knew I had tried so many other things trying to get this food under control and nothing worked. So I've been in the rooms for 42 years, almost. My abstinence day, you know, and I was abstinent initially relapse. I'm a chronic relapser. I'm abstinent today. I'm in recovery today, which is for me a big difference from abstinence. Recovery means, you know, I have neutrality around food. I don't have to fight it any longer. And I think all of it came, this part came during this pandemic. I realized, you know, I have been, like I said, I've been in the program, not really working the steps, but trying to do things my way. I knew that this was the last house on the block. So one thing I did right was stayed in the rooms, but I was still a chronic relapser. And I still remember how I was one day I came home during the pandemic, you know, I would walk, talk program, call into meetings, and I had a spiritual awakening as a result of working the steps. All along they were saying you got to work the steps, and I was doing things my way for over 38 years, over almost 40 years. But once I started following the direction, which was a gift, the gift of desperation. Thank you for letting me share. And if there's anyone else in the room, don't leave. Thank you, and be well.
Thank you very much, Diane N. from Georgia. Next up is Robin T. from Costa Rica. Listen to your share for 3 minutes, and we'll see what kind of time we have left. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Mel. Thanks so much for your service and everyone who makes this meeting possible. I'm Robin P. I'm such a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. And, you know, I had my own Abby, and I never even met her. And she was on a phone line, and I was at a phone meeting, and I didn't even know there were phone meetings. And it just was it felt like an angel whispered in my ear over 6 years ago and just said, hey, there might be some phone meetings. And I thought, what? And I looked online and lo and behold, and then I found Vision. And my first sponsor, I never even met her, and she helped me so much. And I could hear that she had what I wanted. And I could hear the recovery in her voice and the sanity. she left the program after, and but I didn't. And, you know, I'm so grateful. And I guess that's kind of similar here. You know, and I had a spiritual awakening of the profound variety, and I wouldn't call it religion. I would just call it spirit. And, you know, and I know there is a God, and I'm a part of God, but I am not God. And so when he says I've got religion, I feel, to me, I would just say I found a power greater than myself, who I call God, because I think religion can scare people. And sometimes religion can be man-made, and spirituality can be, you know, of God. And so but, you know, it didn't matter, because Bill was where he was, and the process happened. But he could tell by the spirit of Ebby. That's what I noticed. I think someone's unmuted if you just want to check your mute status. He could tell by his spirit. And I can tell by people's spirits, you know, and by their energy. Even on the phone, when I'm on phone calls with people who I haven't met. You know, I've met some people at the conferences, but some people I haven't met. You can just feel their energy of recovery. It just is resounding. People carry with them that spirit of recovery, and I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful for all the people who've helped me and for all the people I've been blessed to help. God bless everybody with a very blessed abstinent day. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Robin P. from Costa Rica. We do have about 90 seconds. Does anyone want to use that 90 seconds to comment? Jody H., you got it.
Okay, my name is Jody H.
Now.
All right, my name is Jody H., and I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm so grateful. This program has saved my life. I came into this program in 2020 as a result of COVID and gaining weight and not being able to have knee surgery because I couldn't lose the weight. I tried everything through these 12 steps and this vision program, which has saved my life. I've come to know a higher power, who I choose to call God. I've had such support. This program, the phone meetings, my sponsor, several sponsors I've gone through because of different issues, but I've had really good support. I continue to do outreach. I continue to do the steps with my sponsor. I am so grateful for this program, and my higher power has been blessing me. I'm on traveling right now. I just came across a book that's really helping me with my allergic foods. My higher power is helping me with eating out, whether I eat out or not, whether I pack food. Oh, I've been just so blessed, and I'm so grateful to be abstinent and to be sober and sane today. And thank you so much for your service, and I'll pass.
Thank you very much. That's perfect. Appreciate it. That takes us to the end of the sharing part of our meeting, and we're moving close now to be able to close out the recorded portion, but that doesn't mean our meeting's over. Stick with us, because we have a good bit of meeting left before we hit the top of the hour. So I would like to ask this morning if Robin P. would please close us by reading page 164 of the Big Book. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. And then we'll follow that immediately with a serenity prayer, as then we continue then with the last 10 minutes of unrecorded meeting to gather up great information for you all. So stick with us. Good morning, Robin. Robin, press star one, please.
Thank you. I was talking to myself. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who's still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows, and clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Amen.